Holy Week has now begun, and with Christ Jesus we have entered Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover of the Lord. Christ's last Passover was the consummation of the Old Covenant, and his suffering, death, and resurrection were the inauguration of the New Covenant, the eternal covenant of his body and blood given for the salvation of the world. The Christian Passover, Pascha, or Easter is a participation in the cup of Christ, the chalice of his suffering and death. And it is this we proclaim always and everywhere. By his cross and resurrection, Jesus Christ has set us free from sin and death and given us the promise of everlasting life. Around the year 49 AD, St. Paul came to the Greek city of Philippi on his second missionary journey, and there he established the first Christian community in Europe by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Paul wrote a letter to the church at Philippi about 5 years after his visit. He wanted to encourage the Christians there to persevere in their faith, even through suffering. And our second lesson this morning is taken from chapter 2 of that letter. Paul probably did not write these words that we read this morning, because this text is most likely one of the very first hymns of the church. And Paul incorporated this hymn into his letter to the Philippians as a distillation of the whole gospel. The Philippians hymn is a great confession of faith in Jesus Christ, and it proclaims that the man who was born of Mary is also the only begotten Son of God the Father, the eternal Word, who out of humility and love laid aside his divine glory and by the Holy Spirit took our flesh so that as man he could suffer and die for us. This great Christological hymn then sings of the glorification of Jesus after his death and of the universal cosmic worship of Christ which follows his resurrection and exaltation, a worship both of tongues proclaiming and of knees bending, that is, a worship of both what we say and how we live. Paul introduces this hymn with an appeal to the Christians at Philippi to live together in humility and love and in the unity that comes only from a common faith in Christ. His words to the Philippians are directed to us today and should lead us to sing the great hymn of Christ's glory, not only with our words, but also with our lives. This Palm Sunday, St. Paul says to us, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, Every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim, to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.